There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
On today's episode, we are doing the Dubai debrief.
We talk about my uncanny resemblance to Jesus Christ.
I reveal my secret plans for moving off-grid.
And stay tuned to the end as we give advice on how to handle nerdy neighbours.
Didn't you call, like, people in Chelsea, like, cappuccino wankers or something?
Ping you from behind, straight up, right? But it's like a colonic irrigation. Scratch my eyeballs out. Pull her for a chat. Just an element of the Bradley Cooper gone wrong.
Our community is growing, but it needs to continue to grow, like a fetus in the womb.
We still need more subscriptions, so please subscribe to our channel.
Hit that subscribe button now. Hello and welcome to The Therapy Crouch. Me, Abby Clancy.
Me, Peter Crouch.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm all right. Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, back kind of in the UK, been away, haven't we? Had a nice time abroad.
Nice time abroad. You know that song, everywhere you go, always take the weather with you?
Yeah.
No, just no. Not for the Crouches.
We did take it with us. We took the dog shit over there.
That's what I mean. You know, we arrived in Dubai and the weather was shocking.
Yeah, but it was still lovely, wasn't it? And then it got better as well.
It did get better.
Yeah, you look like you got a nice little tan there, Pig.
Positive, yeah. I'm glowing.
You were a bit red on the last one. We're looking more sun-kissed on this one.
I don't go in the sun, really.
No, you don't look tan, really.
I'm grey. I never come back from holiday like looking revitalised, because I start my holiday lovely and tanned, hair done. Then by the end, the fake tan's worn off, eyelashes have fell out. I'm back to my natural colour, grey. And yeah, I look worse.
What did you make of
stone heavier?
Did you pack correctly? I know packing's a big thing for you.
I didn't.
Was the 2 34 kg bags necessary?
It's do you know what? I never get it right, and I don't know when to learn, and I don't understand, because even for the kids, I brought the right amount of outfits and still had so much left over. So I don't know.
You had options, just, though. So that was good.
I do like having a little option.
It's nice to look in there and go, got a few options tonight.
Mm.
Did you like the trunks I bought you?
Loved them.
Gucci?
Nothing.
Except one day I was head to toe in Gucci and it was commented on. Do you remember that day? Looking like a young Jack Grealish.
Look like Jack Grealish's dad. Did you miss us while we were gone, Ross?
Yeah, like a stone in my shoe. No, I'm joking. Being a lot quieter. I did go back up to Liverpool for a little while, saw my mum, enjoyed Easter. It was nice.
So on the way back, I watched A Star Is Born and cried. And I actually genuinely think, Ross, you look like Bradley Cooper in The Star Is Born. You don't look like Bradley Cooper normally.
Thanks.
Don't you think?
Take that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
But listen, that's not a bad shout. It looks great in that.
You look like Bradley Cooper if you left in the microwave for a couple of seconds too long.
Just an element of Bradley Cooper gone wrong.
He wouldn't fit in a microwave, would he, Brad? He's got 6'3", isn't he?
Yeah, he's a big fella.
He's a handsome devil.
Great in that film, though.
Yeah.
Really good.
I've never seen that film.
I cannot believe that.
And I've not seen it. I've heard the original is good with Chris Christopherson.
Oh, yeah, we've watched that as well. Chris Christopherson was also an absolute dream.
Oh,
I'm sure we've
dreamy.
Talked about him on this pod.
Yeah, well, you've talked about him a lot.
I like Chris Christopherson.
So do I.
Over the years.
But no, the follow-up one's even better, did you say?
Gaga's sensational.
Like, it really is. It's a cracker. It's an absolute classic.
It's actually one of my favourite films, yeah. I think.
The only issue is it on the plane is like you watched The Notebook and obviously cried the whole way through them both. And A Star Is Born. But you get like a newfound kind of hatred for me when you watch them and that.
True.
Yeah. And like,
true.
You know, you're watching really romantic, handsome men.
Do you know
men,
why?
Yeah. And
you know
then you just... must look at me and go, fucking look at him. romance.
No?
Looks like that. Like, or, yeah. You know, you literally look at me like, oh, God. And then like, as if I haven't got a heart or something. You think I've got a heart of stone?
I do.
I don't know.
I think what happens when you're together a long time, the romance goes out the window because it's like you're here anyway.
Mm.
You know, I've got you. So you kind of don't need to try and, you know, the boundaries get pushed because they're like, she's not going to leave me. You know, so I'll just stay.
So is that what you think my thought process is?
Oh, yeah. I know what your thought process is. Also.
Is that why? So when you look at me like complete shit, right, straight after The Notebook, for instance.
No, you're not letting me tell you why.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand. So what is it?
No, the reason why I actually don't look at you with the hatred because I love you, but what it does... It does highlight a few issues. It's a bit like, you know, she mentioned this house, a dream house in passing, and 7 years later, he's made that dream a reality. Like, you can't even remember what I say to you 3 seconds later.
Okay, my issue is
I know what you're going to say.
If I built
it's
you
just
this
a
house...
film.
No, if I built you a house, everything would be wrong.
So, because you don't listen?
No, because I would build your house and you'd go, porch is too small, I'd have done this, I'd have done that. It's in the wrong location, you know, that picture's wonky.
No, but he listened to her and built her dream home, which what she said. And
did he jot all the ideas down in a notebook? Is that where he gets his name from?
No.
Why is it called The Notebook?
I don't really know. I do know. It's because she actually gets dementia at the end.
Oh.
And he's written all about their life and, you know, love life and journey from day one. And he reads it to her every day in the home, hoping for her to come back to him in some capacity.
I think this should always be romance. I totally agree with that. And sometimes it's hard to have as much of it as you'd like. But I also think that they are Hollywood films. And I don't think you can compare yourself or your relationship to a romantic film. I don't think, you know, I think you can be romantic, but I don't think physically I couldn't build a house anyway. You know, I would struggle with that. I think we've got a nice house. I like our house.
Because I fucking built it myself.
Yeah, well, there you go. There you go. Yeah. You know, we've... So I just think
but it's romantic, you know.
You can't look at me with disgust when you're watching
it's
a film.
He's doing like this painting room because she loves to paint. It's like, you know, is it too much to ask to come home to a bloody little miniature donkey stable?
Yeah, it's a bit.
Well, this brings
me neatly onto my weekly wine anyway. You know, that wasn't even my wine about the film. That was just conversation.
Observation. Casual observation.
Just chat. That was just a moan.
Do you think you're on Love Island or something? That was just chat.
She's going to pull you for a chat.
Yeah. Around the fire pit.
If you're on Love Island, there's a difference between you on Love Island, right? Imagine I was with you in a couple and you were sitting next to someone and I pulled them for a chat.
I'd kick your fucking
exactly. Scratch my eyeballs out. Pull her for a chat. You're fucking joking.
What
did you say? Pull her for a chat.
She's not a worse than an angry scouse bird.
I know, yeah.
Let me tell you that.
Angry scouse man.
They must be told on that. They must be told to like say, right, when your partner at this time gets pulled for a chat, you can't kick off.
Yeah.
Because they all go, oh, yeah. Crack on. Can you imagine?
Yeah, because they're all on the best behaviour, aren't they?
Are they?
That's what you do in the early
days. Away that you're on TV as well, do you think?
He's like, oh, I'm not jealous. Yeah. You crack on.
He's like that.
I'm just really not the jealous type, you know.
Do you know what, though? I actually think they're not in Love Island. I think these kids are so confident, so self-confident. I actually don't even think that thinking about, you know, the fact they're in the Love Island house or whatever. I think they're just thinking, play the card right and I'll be rich on the other side.
No, I just think it's part of the game. It must be the rules of the game, the unwritten rule, where obviously they must be told before they go.
Who are you talking to, that girl?
Someone came
How
over.
How dare you?
Someone came over and me and Ab were chatting like this, and some fella went, "I'm just going to pull you for a chat over in the chaise lounge." I go, "No, you fucking
show me
not
your schlong." Imbecile. What did you say?
Chaise lounge. Not show me your schlong.
Show me your schlong.
Where your mind went?
That chat escalated quickly.
To be fair, if he said that, he fucking always gave his forward.
That's what I genuinely thought you said. But my ears are still funny since that water park.
Are they? You've got funny ears since the water park?
Because I got dunked.
When did you get that? Oh, you and you. Yeah, no one.
A blaster went right through in my ear.
What?
Like the jet blast.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've ever been on it, but there's a thing in Dubai. It's like it's called the Wild Wadi water park. But there's a thing called the Lazy River. There's nothing fucking lazy about it. I'll tell you that straight away. It goes up, right? So these jets ping you from behind, straight up, right? But it's like a colonic irrigation.
It is.
Is it called a colonic irrigation?
Yes. And the worst thing
is, like a colonic, you get your fucking jet straight up your ring piece.
Ring. Really?
Flying up this thing.
Mummy, why has Daddy been on the Lazy River five times?
Daddy's in all different positions. Going up the Lazy River.
I wasn't aware that you like things blasted off your ring piece, Pete.
It's a lot you don't know about me.
There's not lazy about it, and there's also a lot more to find about. You know, they weigh you before you get on the ride.
So that is cheeky, that.
So they weighed me in Cas. I was like 6 kg heavier than what I thought it was.
I'll be honest though.
So you're like that, woo, let's get the queue, wait for the ride, get weighed. And they're like,
having such a great time.
Now you want to just bloody go to your room and hide.
Eat your feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like the thing is like, there was
having buttered chicken and shumai for breakfast, that's what'll do it.
Yeah. But there was a slightly larger gentleman in front of us who got pinged up.
He got fat shamed?
Yeah, and then he got pinged up.
He got stuck and then he stopped.
But then he had to turn the jets off and he had to walk back down.
He blew the whistle, stopped him, and he had to like slid.
Big queue, you know, like that. I mean, that is not good, is it? That is not.
But they said me and Kaz were too heavy together to go on a double.
Oh, really?
Publicly?
Oof. It's not good.
Well, you know, it's obviously a problem with the ride, isn't it?
The scales are wrong, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah. Obviously.
It's exactly what I thought.
I do have a little weekly wine, if you don't mind indulging me. Just got two horses now. All of a sudden. I wasn't consulted.
What?
We've got a Shetland pony and a pony.
Since when?
We went to see. Obviously, they're not in the house.
Oh. They will be.
They will be. It's the start of the master plan. So, yeah, I can't tread on my drive at the moment. I have to park my cars kind of outside the house because we're getting a driver that I didn't know we were getting. And then we've also got two ponies.
Can I just say, you really make me out to be high maintenance. You know,
The
thing is, with a house, it needs maintaining. We're getting a new driveway. We need to do it. You know, that it was one of the things that was never originally really done when we built the house. And, you know, it'd be great for the kids.
I agree with that.
Great for the kids to go up and down on that, you know, on the drives, on the bikes would be great. And, you know, I am working towards my mission of never leaving the house.
Is that where you want to be in life? Is your ambition to never leave the house?
My ambition is to be self-sufficient and off-grid.
Do you know your new favourite phrase is off-grid?
I just worked out that humans are overrated.
Yeah, you say that again.
Well, yeah, we had this discussion in the car. Someone said, would you rather talk to animals for the rest of your life? Like, so you can talk to humans, but you can speak to animals
just
as well.
Just say the word. Just say the actual question without adding stuff into it.
Or you can... why is that pissed you off?
Because you're complicating it.
Do I have to say exactly the way you say it?
You're complicating it.
I can't say it. I can't have my own brain.
No, because you're adding on. You can speak to humans as well. Would you rather be able to speak to animals
I wanted him to understand that you don't just speak to animals for the rest of your life. You speak to humans as well.
Okay.
I had to get that point across.
Okay.
And before I was rudely interrupted,
yeah.
Would you rather speak to animals or would you rather speak to every single language?
Oh, that is such a tough one.
Why is it? I don't understand how this is tough. You want to go and speak to a sheep or you want to go and speak Chinese? I don't know why it's tough.
Yeah, but imagine having like your little dog who's your best mate, and then you just having a little chat to her on the couch, like, fucking hell, she's on one, isn't she? Should we go for a walk? Yeah, come on. Or like Ted, do you know, or Garfield.
No, because the worst thing is, Pete does have that conversation with our dog. Yeah. But Pete doesn't mind that the dog can't reply. Pete doesn't mind that our dog doesn't reply to him, he just
like
gives
it.
Him the look.
It's all in the eyes. It's all in the eyes.
It's all like, exactly. it's the kind of need, it's like the look of like, I can't, Dad. I love you so much. Should we fuck these off? Yeah. Fucking annoying, aren't they?
Should we go and live in a canal boat?
Mate, we'll just go out there. It might rain, but who cares? I'll jump in the river and you can throw a stick in there. How good would that be? You can just tell with that one look. He doesn't need to tell me.
Yeah, I think I've probably got languages thinking about it.
It's got to be language. I couldn't believe it was a discussion. Me and my daughter, Abby and my daughter, Sophia, going, God, that... dog, like animals all day.
I'm kind of on the fence. I'm getting splinters in my arse, but I think eventually I would have to go languages.
Yeah, but you can learn to speak a language.
I know, but it's
you can learn to
hard.
Speak every language. If you've got the time language, and the patience and the determination, that can be achieved. But to be able to speak to an animal, you know, in a dog, you know, oh God, I'm sure he's not well, and he could just say, oh, Mum, I've got a headache. And then you just...
Got the runs.
I also think you'd end up taking all the animal problems on board. There's enough problems in the human kingdom, let alone the animal one.
You'd be like Dr. Doolittle when he gets harassed by all the animals.
I would love that. Imagine just coming out your door and there'd be like a pack of wolves there. They just wanted like my opinion on something. I'd be like, oh my God, this is epic.
But also, imagine telling a lion, someone you didn't particularly like, just tell a lion, can't eat the fuck, will you? I didn't do it, it was a lion.
God, that delivery driver who thought Jeffrey was a lion, it was the worst. So a guy came with an Amazon package and I opened the gates and the dogs ran out. Bear in mind, it's a Labrador and a Cavapoo. This guy, he was like bloody Linford Christie running down the drive.
Didn't you video him?
Scott Vid, I felt he was crying. He was shaking. It was so, like, it's happened quite a few times, but this one was so severe. And I was screaming because Jeffrey's bark is so loud. And
it's
sorry
to interrupt, but it's like, if you don't, because we know the dogs, isn't it?
Mm.
I mean, if you don't know them, you got that bark.
And a big black dog. Big black
dog,
yeah.
Like that.
Comes bounding out.
Huge.
I can sort of understand it.
No, I totally
and some people
understand
are scared.
That.
Some people are scared of dogs generally anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was literally carrying him on my path and he was crying and I felt so bad.
He was crying?
Yeah. Hysterical. And my kids were laughing. And I was like,
oh, no.
It was awful. Nothing gives you more pleasure than waking up and seeing like a little pony's face. I swear to God, you can't say that you don't enjoy that when you go to the stables.
We went to the stables with our kids the other day and they went on horses and we had a little walk round and I've got to say it was absolutely beautiful thing to do.
Exactly.
I love it. But what my problem is, you know, I love, you know, my golf clubs and going to play golf and like, I don't sleep with them. Do you know what I mean? I just put them in the garage.
You would if you could.
I just put them in the garage.
You and do
I,
not, oh
when
my.
I take it out.
Can I just say, the golf clubs do not go in the garage. We couldn't put his beloved golf clubs in the garage. There's just no way.
They are too precious for the garage, but they go in the house. But like what I'm saying is you don't have to live with your pursuit.
I just think it's a way of life.
You do.
You know, it would be great to go out and hit a few balls on your garden.
Yeah, true.
And you are saying you wouldn't want that.
Yeah.
If you could have it.
Yeah, but I don't think it's not a huge
necessity. But I think for the kids learning responsibility, right, okay, if you want a puppy, if you want a pony... Right, you've got to clean it out, you've got to muck it out, you've got to groom it, learn to tack up properly.
I don't believe that would happen. I don't believe that will continually, like it might be the first month, might be the first week, it might be the first month, not longer than that. I think the novelty will wear off and it'll be like, I've got to go out there in the freezing cold, pick up shit. Well, I don't even want to go on it
not
anymore.
Not happening.
Like, absolutely not. No, I'll be like, oh, we want the next thing.
No, but that's it's because you're not passionate about it. I just think it's a lovely thing. Like seeing my son just taken to it. That's why we ended up with two.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've been Liberty's pony had to retire because he lost all his teeth. So he couldn't put a bit in anymore. So we couldn't ride him. And he was, you know, nearly 30 years old. So we've
is that
been
how
on...
long horses live for?
Yeah, the, yeah.
Is that too much dogs?
No. Probably. No. So looked after well. He was like 26, I think, Mojo. So we've been, you know, obviously safety is paramount.
Mm.
And, you know, when people get a good pony, they don't let them go. So we've been on a mission to find one for so long. And then it turns out, you know, this pony had a little friend, Elvis. It's actually Catherine who looks after my dogs. It was her pony.
Mm.
And Jack just fell in love with them. And Smarty and Elvis are best friends. So, you know.
So, obviously, because
these... You couldn't possibly share the kids.
Oh, no.
Because these ponies don't come up often, as Ab said there. She didn't involve me in the discussions because, obviously, we had to move quick. So we got them before I was consulted. But I totally understand because you've got to move quick.
Yeah.
See, I knew you'd understand me.
Thank God
what?
You moved quick, eh?
I like you in that too. When we're at home, Pete's like, babe, if it makes you happy. And it's like, you know, I'm not even asking him to pay for this, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's a lovely, it's a lovely thing. And I love my kids going there. I love you going there. It's good. I was there. I loved it.
No, it's just a lovely, thing. I just want to go back to basics.
Mm.
You know, gosh.
Are that, you going to have them living at yours?
That's yeah. a nice place to be that you want to spend lots of time in your house.
I want to cook, but I'm so... I'm not very good, I've realised.
That's not true.
At what?
Cooking.
Cooking? Oh, I think you're a good cook.
I want to be like Michelin. I really want to be Michelin star vibes.
Mm.
I'd like it to be as well.
I've got a few Michelin star friends and it's, God, what a skill, what an art, a passion. Mm. You know, it's people succeed in things when they've got a passion and a love for it.
That's exactly right, yeah. Once you love something, you want to do it every day, you just get better and better and better.
Mm.
It's about the passion, the fire inside.
Mm.
And that's why you get elite at something.
Mm. Do you want to go into the audience once?
Ross doesn't love his fucking job, I say.
Can we crack on with this, guys?
Ross is fucking bored to death with us two today.
Bored to death.
I'm feeling right, philosophical.
Somewhere to be, have you?
Have you got somewhere to be?
No, definitely has.
So you obviously don't like ponies.
I do like ponies.
Yeah. Going for a pony.
Yeah.
Audience
my
wise,
eyes are literally closed.
I don't know what is it. It's hay fever o'clock.
Season.
What?
We're in the season, aren't we?
Season, nights
getting longer.
Season to be jolly.
Oh, God.
Barbecues coming. Oh. Barbecues are coming. Oh. Barbecues are coming.
The worst thing is on the other podcast, absolutely slate Chris Stark for being a BBQC. My issue with, I love barbecues. I love them. My issue is all this pretentiousness around barbecuing. It's like your barbecue's better than mine. That is what...
Well, it probably is better than ours. Ours still hasn't been cleaned since last summer, probably. That's your job.
My only job around the house.
Have you had my paella on the barbecue before?
Nah, we had a big barbecue last year, didn't we, for my birthday, when it was my birthday.
All right, we've got audience wines here. This one starts, as they all do, why are boys so gross? Sometimes I'm just sitting in the house with my boy. He doesn't know I'm silently watching him. The shit I catch him doing is enough to make your hair fall out. He's constantly fingering one of his crevices, of which there are many, either sniffing, licking, or flicking across my lovely cream carpet. He then acts surprised when he tries to lay it on me later, and I have to tell him he physically revolts me. That is obviously a non. Thoughts?
I think she doesn't mean that.
Yeah, it's a bit tongue-in-cheek, isn't it?
It's a bit tongue-in-cheek. But like men are weird. The things you do, I was watching you on the sunbed. It's.
I was watching you on the sunbed.
I was watching
what did I do on the sunbed?
All kinds of stuff. Like little footy hand things, picking your ear, picking your nose.
I don't pick my nose.
Going like this.
Yeah, I've got.
I do that to
be fair. A weird, like, underwater sensation in my ear at the moment.
Mm. I feel that.
Have you tried popping your ears?
Yeah.
But there must be things.
Oh, God, that was. Do you know what's clearer?
This is what.
Well, that was a game changer.
I heard that squeak.
Did you hear that? Mm. I know I heard it, but I was just.
I heard it. Did you hear it?
Get it on the mic.
I didn't hear it.
He's got the...
I thought his mouth went. Go ahead,
I love that when your ear squeaks.
Me
that
too.
Is unreal. Like, obviously, I do know because we got off a plane not so long ago. But I did it then, but that has really helped.
Glad to hear.
Can you hear me now?
I can, yeah.
Girls can be a bit gross too. I think I've lived with a few girls and they're not very pleasant to live with in terms of all the shit they leave out, makeup, hair products, things down the drain.
Yeah, but that's
I think
not...
they're gross in different ways.
Like things like what down the drain?
Like the hairs, like big long matted hairs down your drain that they expect you to fish out.
Ross, you've got big long matted hair.
She's got you there.
Yeah, but sometimes like when the girl's hair is jet black and mine's jet ginger.
Don't say you're ginger because we'll lose followers. Please don't. Your harvest gold.
That was serious.
Your harvest gold.
Dude, don't do it.
Harvest gold, your mum used to say you.
Harvest gold. Strawberry blonde.
You used to be a bit strawberry blonde when you were a child, but...
If I've just met you, I'd say you were blonde. I would say that.
Cheers, P.
Yeah, honestly. But I've seen your pubes. You're not.
Have you seen his pubes? That is so weird. Why have you seen his pubes?
Boys being boys.
When have you ever been naked together?
Well, you don't. There's lots you don't know, as I say. Yeah. Lots you don't know.
Anyway, moving on.
That's worrying. Big fire bush over there. Bushfire.
Bushfire. Boys and girls. I mean, like, unfortunately, there's things that everyone has habits, don't they? Things. I don't pick my nose, by the way.
I do that, don't I?
I do that. Basically, I kind of like scratch my nose like that. It does look like I'm picking it, but I don't. I'm not picking it.
But you know, the shape has changed because you keep doing that. Yeah, you've stretched it.
You know,
it's my nose.
You've stretched it, yeah, because you're constantly
pulling. Well, maybe you should start doing it.
Why?
Button nose.
Do you think my nose is too small? I hate my nose.
Oh, I love these chats.
It's pathetic, boring. I think we're delirious. We're so tired. Right, next audience line, please. Fucking hell. We've got jet lag.
Chats are amazing, aren't they? You've just said my nose is changing shape because I play with it a lot.
You have? It's like that little giraffe in long legs. His mum licked his ear so much, she licked his ear off.
That's minging.
No, it's not.
It's through love, isn't it?
She licked his ear off.
Have you ever seen a giraffe?
Well, it's through love, so it's all right then.
She loves her baby that much, she's constantly licking his ear and she worn it away.
Have you seen it? Have you seen those tongues?
Those giraffes are sandpaper, aren't they?
Completely jet black as well.
I put my hand in a giraffe's mouth.
You do it regularly? Fancy doing that this evening?
Shut up. I do my head in. You're so weird. Come on.
All right, God. My weekly whine is about how fucking hard it is to get my Uber rating up. I've been caught a few times lately waiting ages for an Uber only for them to all to cancel when they get close. This is true. I get this.
That's because you drop a kebab in there every time.
I've dropped one kebab.
You drop one on top of me.
It's another story. Tin wines, yeah. I spoke to one of my friends about this and they said my Uber rating is 4.68 out of 5. It's dog shit in the world of Uber. I need to start upping my game. Since then, I've been a model citizen. Very polite. I make conversation, but not too much conversation, and I always leave a 5-star rating. Checked back the other day, and my rating has dropped to 4.56. What the fuck?
See, I don't even know what this means.
I feel that.
It's a shambles, that. Obviously, I don't use Uber much, but I have used it. And they always cancel.
It's got a lot harder in recent years to get an Uber.
How, if you take a job on, can you then cancel it?
And I also think like 4.7 rating. Someone did tell me.
What's
you need
it
like
out of 10? Five. That's
but apparently someone said they don't come to you unless you've got 4.8. Like something mad like that. They don't bother coming to you. I've noticed how hard it is to get an Uber. I don't know what my rating is.
What are you supposed to do? What qualifies for a 4.8 and above rating?
So you're meant to rate them every time, and if you don't rate them, they might give you a bad rating. I don't actually know, to be honest.
So the drivers can rate you. So when I get into a car, I've now got to like try and impress them.
Yeah, you've got to be a model citizen, as you said.
You've got to get in the car and go like, how have you been? Smell nice,
can I just say, Peter is the worst citizen in a taxi.
Why?
You're normally like jumping over to him, changing the radio.
Oh, what? If I've had a few beers.
Getting him in a headlock.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
That is not
it
true.
It is true, Pete.
What I like to involve the driver in the fun that we're having if we're on a night out. If anything, you should be happy with that.
You give us a 10. Fuck the 5.
Get a black cab, guys. They don't judge you.
Yeah, no questions asked.
They know the way. They're always punctual.
No ratings required.
Definitely black cab is the way forward.
Do you agree?
Yeah, so in all honesty, I've got no idea.
I don't think we are qualified to give anyone advice on how to behave in a cab. Peter has been barred from Uber, I think, because...
That is not true.
The guy never left. Pete always wants to eat on the way home. And I've done this once. Drivers, oh, no, you haven't. And they say no. And then Pete goes to get a kebab and he's like, I promise I won't spill one crumb. Getting in back into the cab, falls head first and just lands the kebab on every single...
That was not my finest hour.
All over my boots.
All the cab drivers out there be fuming. Like that is obviously a no-no, but it was a genuine mistake.
And I
apologise for that.
Yeah, but it's the same thing I say to the kids when they spill something on the carpet upstairs. The rules are no food upstairs. There wouldn't be stains on my carpet if they followed by the rules.
Mm. But I did overpay and paid for the cleaning afterwards because I was obviously felt awful about that. I'd had slightly too much to drink. That particular day. That particular day. And I apologise. Hi, guys. Hoping you can give me a bit of sympathy on this one. How friggin' annoying is it when you're in a rush on your lunch break trying to get a quick coffee on the go and there's 10 people in front of you putting in orders that wouldn't sound out of place in the Willy Wonka factory? I used to get annoyed at the baristas for being so slow, but now I genuinely pity them. They signed up for what they imagined would be a nice, easy cafe gig. Now they are essentially cocktail mixologists. It's not a flat white or an Americano. Move on. Well, listen, I'm a big fan of this.
Pete was getting annoyed on holiday. He wanted a Bailey's coffee.
Lovely.
It took him 4 hours to get one. The guy just couldn't understand.
But in this day and age, you know, when you've got chai lattes and, you know...
Matcha frapper whappers.
Frapper whappers everywhere. Like, seriously, like, there's so many different coffees to make now.
Pete was like, a black coffee and a shot of Bailey's. And they were like, Bailey's?
It was coffee? But I said, don't even put it in. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Just get me a coffee and a Bailey's. Yeah, it was a difficult one.
I love an Irish coffee or a Bailey's coffee
so
on holiday or after dinner. It's elite.
It is good. It is good. Mm. But I'm with them on this. And the other thing I imagine, like in an office, is if you're queuing up and you haven't got long on your lunch break and someone's getting 15 coffees for everyone, you know, back at the office.
Mm. Yeah.
That must be a ball ache as well. Yeah. Imagine the poor fella behind the thing as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
These people that make coffees now are like, it used to just be bang it in, didn't you? You know,
bit of Kenko, hot water. Bob's your uncle, and he's your fans.
Egg butts, bit of water.
It's called Kenko, is it?
What?
Yeah, it's Kenko.
Isn't it Nescafe?
Nescafe Gold Blend. Yeah. Can't go wrong with Dowie egg butts.
I like Dowie egg butts. What's the one I like? What's the one I have with the orange lid?
The one that's Americano. That one.
Yeah.
Americano, is it called?
It's in a tin with an orange lid.
It's like a silver.
Nescafe Zero.
Yeah, they're nice, them ones.
Yeah, all this one, Clooney's doing and all that with the. I'm not a fan of those ones.
I had to give my coffee machine away.
Why? Because couldn't use it?
A bit complicated.
They are. I think overly complicated.
Do you know what? The hot water tap's a game changer. A little bit of Narusco, whatever it's called.
Dowie egg butts.
Bit of instance.
That was always too expensive, that one, the Dowie egg butts.
Yeah. Top of the range. Top of the range. Yeah, I'm not into all these fancy coffees, personally.
No, I agree. It's a bit snobby.
Yeah, it feels like it's a little bit like the
didn't you call like people in Chelsea like cappuccino wankers or something? I've heard you say that.
I wasn't on the way home in the Uber with the kebab, was it? You might have been.
I tell you what I do, like a puppuccino. Oh, when you go to a coffee shop and they make a puppuccino.
Oh, for the kids?
No, for the dogs.
What? They do, yeah. They've got a baby chino and a papa chino. Only happens in Richmond.
Yeah.
Richmond upon Thames.
How's life been back in Blighty? What have you been up to since you got back?
Blighty?
The UK.
I've never heard of that.
No? Back in Blighty?
Like a World War II.
Why did they say Blighty?
I don't know, actually.
I think it's a World War II
thing. Back in the UK.
Have you been busy? Back to the grind?
We've got jet lag. We're getting up at like 4:30 in the morning.
No, it's unreal. I like it. It's great, I think. We go to bed early and we get up super early. We'd like done so much stuff before 10 o'clock this morning.
Really?
So this morning I'd been up, fed all the kids, been horse riding, come back and it was like 9 a.m.
But the kids are made up. We're waking them up at 4:30 for the cornflakes.
But they get us up.
Do they?
They're up first. But no, it's good. I had everyone round for a roast yesterday. That was nice. Mm. You know, I think sometimes when you've been away, you just want to eat your own grub.
Mm. Did you roast dinner? Did you do the roast?
Miss the taste of your own food.
I have to say, babe, you did a fantastic roast.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. So nice.
Thanks.
Had a great day, actually, yesterday.
Mm. It was nice. Pete played golf.
Yeah, I took all to the weekend golf session.
Did you?
Yeah, it was great.
He's not normally allowed those.
I don't normally opt to take that option because...
No, you're not allowed.
And I'm not allowed.
No, I'm joking. You are allowed, but like you...
I know I'm allowed. But I like to spend a weekend with my family if I can.
Yeah.
Because I actually have a job where I can go play golf midweek. But I did this time and it was great.
Are the kids still off school now?
Yes, still off.
Kids are off for another week.
Oh, yeah. Have you got any fun activities planned to keep them entertained?
Yeah.
I took Sophia out for lunch this morning. We went to the Shard and then we went for lunch in the afternoon. Yeah. We're not completely in the Let's go for lunch at 9 a.m.
Well, to be fair, you went up at 4:30. She had breakfast at 4 a.m.
True. No, she loved it, you know? A little TikTok, of our whole day.
Yeah.
It was nice.
And then we caught you doing a TikTok dance outside.
Yeah, did catch me. Yeah.
Do you know you're nearly 45 and you're saying the word TikTok?
Yeah, she loves it. She's only 13. She wants her dad in the TikTok. He's cool.
She won't let me in them.
Oh. Call that ASF.
I'll show her up.
ASF. FFS.
What's FFS?
Can't even AF. Do it. AF would have done.
AF.
What's AF?
Just because I'm cool AF.
What the FM, you mean?
No. Cool AM.
AF?
Cool as fuck.
Oh. What you're saying in the morning?
Fucking chance have we got?
Just jet lag.
Talking about AM. Are you mean at AM?
I thought you said because you went for the lunch in the morning.
Do you mean BC?
BC, yeah. BC. So what have you been up to?
What have I been? I was back in Liverpool actually. So yeah, I said before, I've been seeing my mum, extending my visit a little bit, which was nice. I was quite homesick coming back to London this time. Which
really?
For a while, yeah.
You didn't want to leave?
Yeah, I had such a nice time. It's like, I think it was more, I came back on a Sunday as well. Travelling on a Sunday is just no bueno.
Were you hungover by any chance?
No, I had a bevy on the Friday with my mum. Went to the Colliers Arms, it was lovely. Then I had a bevy, so I was hungover Saturday. And then Sunday, I think it was just like depressed. I don't want to go, mum. No. I'm going to miss you. Me and my mum actually got into watching this Jesus show over Easter, The Chosen. Have you heard of it?
No.
Oh my God, change your life.
I love Jesus.
So good. It's like Jesus, but he's like cool and hip, innit? But it's like still like the...
Jesus is cool and hip, I think.
He's got a bit of banter and he's quite dishy, so it makes it a little...
Anyone described him as... He's got a bit of banter. He's quite dishy.
Cool and hip.
Yeah.
That's what you would have wanted.
Yeah,
but didn't Peter O'Toole play Jesus? God, he was so hot.
Was that Lawrence of Arabia?
I get told I look like him.
Well, Jesus.
I thought I looked like him as Jesus. Do you want to see it?
My dad told you that. Yeah. He's also deranged.
He told me and I said, I'll take that. As Jesus as well.
Let's have a look at this.
Have a look. Look at this, Ross.
But the new guy in this Chosen's dishy. My mum definitely fancies him. Should we watch that Jesus show tonight? Hasn't he got lovely long hair? Great tan.
Okay. It turns out I don't look like Jesus. Obviously,
no, you look more like him on the other one. Don't worry, he's got a bit more bags. Mm.
Yeah, like that one. So, did you hear that? The one where he's got bags. You mean that? That is... He's probably slightly better looking than me. Slightly.
That's it? No way. Absolutely not. Let me see.
That's what someone said to me, that one.
And my dad sent it to you, but he's not better looking than you.
Thanks, babe. What's his name? Because if you want to look at it, you can. And let me know if you think...
Is Jesus of Nazareth?
I've had that a few times. Some people have told me that.
No, my dad is the only person who's told
someone
you.
Someone else did. My mum as well.
No, she hasn't told you that.
She sent me it.
Don't look anything like him there.
No. It was that particular picture that I showed
you. He shaved his beard off on holiday and, oh my God, I didn't recognise him.
You said I had no lips. That's not very nice, is it? If you want to take a look at it, guys, it's Jesus of Nazareth. What did you say his name was?
Kevin.
Kevin?
Kevin Hart.
It's someone who played
Hart.
Jesus of Nazareth. It looks a bit like that.
He does.
What's his name?
Well, how did he get on to me looking like Jesus anyway?
Me talking about watching the...
Oh, right, okay.
What's he called, this Jesus?
Chosen. It's on Amazon. Chosen. The Chosen. Even if you're not a raven like Christian, it's still good. Worth a watch.
Yeah, I think it's... I'm always interested in those stories. You know, we've been to Bethlehem.
Have you?
And Jerusalem.
Now that you're back in the UK, what are the plans for the half term? How are you keeping yourself entertained?
You're just going to unpack, aren't you, for another 2 weeks?
Why are you such an arsehole?
You are, aren't you? Like you are doing a lot of... You like to pack and you like to unpack.
I hate to unpack.
For ages.
Just leave it packed. When are you going to use your bikinis and swimming trunks again till your next holiday, surely?
Ross, they'd be like mouldy in there. I've got two dirty cases and the rest, all the stuff's clean, so it just needs to go away. But doing that in between, you know, going to the stables, cooking, going to work... You know, it's hard, so it's day by day, bit
so
by
are
bit.
You back horse riding now as well?
Step by step. No, because I haven't got a horse.
Is that the next one? Let's get back on the donkey, shall we? You ride around on that, can't you?
My friend's got a couple of horses that I can ride, but I'm a bit scared. I'm a bit scared. The last horse I was on was like a champion schoolmaster who literally rode itself.
Yeah, are you slightly concerned about...
It's kind of, you know, it's like going from a... Lamborghini to a polo. It's hard to go back. It is.
Why can't you just carry on riding that one?
Because he's getting sold.
Oh, okay. He's all booked out.
Yeah, but I know I sound like a snob, a complete and utter snob there, but it is such a more pleasurable experience riding a horse that knows what it's doing.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
No, if it's like, forget it.
I get that. I totally get that.
Like we went to Portugal and that those horses were just like yanking,
yeah,
wouldn't go,
tough,
and it's just like,
yeah,
it's hard work.
Kicking teeth off.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. But you should. You know, you can find one, can't you? Just again, ride maybe.
See. Hasn't he just been complaining? Why do you want horses? Why do you want to be surrounded by... And then this is what he's like at home. He's like...
I want you to be happy. I want you to get a horse. Like, you know, I don't necessarily want to live with a horse, but I want you to do it.
So I'm allowed my own horse now?
I don't know about your own horse. It depends on the price of it.
Everyone heard that.
No, I would love you to get a horse. If that's what you're into and you're passionate about it and you're going to go all the time, you should definitely...
I am. I would, but I cannot commit to owning my own horse.
Yeah,
at the
I just thought, you know, you've got to make sure...
Unless it was at my own house because, you know, it'd be too much because I'd barely go there because, you know, we've got a lot of work on the kids, all the kids' stuff. You know, it'd be too difficult to go.
But the size of horse that you need...
What's that? What do you mean?
What, you're not... Because Jack's like that big, you know, he doesn't need a big horse. But you need an actual horse, don't you? So that is, you know, at the house, it's a big thing to have.
Think of all the money you'd save getting
like
your lawn done down.
You know, a ferret. Like, Liberty wants a ferret. You know, which obviously is ridiculous as well, but, you know...
I found the ferret.
There's no way we get a ferret.
I've heard mixed things on ferrets, you know, and they stink.
Oh, have you heard anything about ferrets? Because why would you get one?
Yeah, my neighbour used to have two, Tansy, but I've heard mixed things. And they can bite.
They do bite, and if they escape, they're gone. That's it.
Imagine they get back behind your kitchen cupboards and all that, and they're going through everything, like opening it and all that.
The thought of a loose ferret in the house. why would you put yourself through that? Can you imagine? Oh my God, the ferret's loose. I'll be gone.
Yeah.
The thing is, it's just like, I noticed how clean my house was when the dogs were at the farm.
Yeah.
My floor, you couldn't see one hair.
My issue is, I don't know why you'd want to do it to yourself, you know what I mean? ferrets, donkeys, horses, dogs. It's just a lot of hard work. But if you're really passionate about it, obviously you do it. But I just think it is a lot of hard work.
It is.
You could set up your own sanctuary, not in your own house. You could be like Lisa Vanderpump and have like a little...
Like Jodie Kidd?
Yeah.
She's got her own farm, hasn't she? What, we like need to go there.
You could rescue horses. Rescue horse centre.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's...
Clancy's. All horses welcome.
Why have you changed my name? Because you want nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Don't want anything to do with it. No, that'd be what an amazing thing to do. You know, there's so many, I'm sure there's horses out there that have been mistreated that you can help.
Abby's Ark.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you just love to do that? And you could help animals.
And you don't have to stop a horse. You've got donkeys. What do you call it? Alpacas.
I don't like them. Alpacas.
Don't you?
So we saw one the other day on that horse ride. There was three alpacas. We walked past the thing and they all went.
Yeah, the
and
they all looked
and they just stared.
The spooky. Jack was like, "Mom, I don't like that sheep." I'm like, "It's an alpaca. How can you not know what a frigging alpaca
he's
is?"
Four. I know, but he's never seen an alpaca in his life.
What's wrong with that sheep?
I've took him to Bockett's farm 3 times a week since the day he was born. He knows what a bloody alpaca is.
All right, let's get into the Agni Abs, shall we? Let's help. Let's help people. Shabba.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Guys, if you enjoyed that, don't forget to hit subscribe.
This one's a nod. Hey, guys, after listening to your recent podcast where you very rightly discussed how boring people don't half get around, I felt compelled to write in for some advice on a recent predicament I have found myself in. Me and my hubby recently moved into what will hopefully be our forever home, which, considering we also have a baby on the way, was more stress-free than I was anticipating. As we now live in a quaint little cul-de-sac with lots of young families around, I thought only right to do the neighbourly thing, go out on an absolute charm offensive and make some new friends for me and my family. This was mistake number one. I have been welcomed with open arms into possibly the most boring group of people you will ever come across.
Do you know what? It's important to know
that. I can't see a way out.
She hasn't got
one. Pop culture and celebrity gossip, potentially my two favourite talking points, are completely off limits with this lot, who instead prefer to talk about current affairs and their favourite world leaders. The only current affairs...
quite like that.
The only current affairs I'm interested in is typically involve Katie Price and her latest fella. The other day, one of them asked me if I fancied a bit of backgammon after dinner, and my response was, only if it comes with the double egg and chips. Barely got the recognition I know it deserved. Normally in these scenarios, I just get pissed in the corner. Make my own fun. But that is incredibly difficult to do when you're 5 months gone and teetotal. How can I liven this group up a bit? Or even better, stop hanging around with them completely? Great email, I thought.
You know, your vibe attracts your tribe, doesn't it? And when you're buying a
great what? Saying that.
You love those sayings.
It's a great saying. Where have you got that one from? Never heard you say that.
It just came to me.
That, like on Instagram or something?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, was it?
But
great, great saying though.
I like that.
But that's the thing, you know, with your family and with your neighbours, you can't choose
can't
them.
Can't choose them.
So I think the best thing to do with neighbours is not engage.
I agree with that. I do agree, but she has engaged. That's the problem.
Because my friend Liberty does it all the time. They're nervous. They're nervous.
They're nervous.
And then they all turn out to be absolute weapons, and then, you know, it's a nightmare for her.
We've never had that problem, obviously. You know, our neighbours are fantastic. But, but yeah, I know what you mean.
I've got a really good neighbour. We've got a group WhatsApp for our road, and it, you know, 99.9% of them are great.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's the thing is, she's gone all in here. And this is an issue, because now you can't kind of take that back. You could do the Mickey Flanagan one and just peep.
Yeah.
And when they knock on your house, just peep.
Peep and creep.
Maintain the peep. I think it's a really difficult scenario. You know what you can also do if they are interested in current affairs? Obviously, you could do our
just
old
go, one. Oh, it's a nightmare, all that.
Brexit.
All
that.
Yeah. Don't get me started.
Don't get
is
me started.
Is it still going, Brexit?
No.
I was going to say, you can't say Brexit.
Yeah, but yeah, you can just say things like...
You could just say, what about all this AI? Yeah. All this AI.
AI at the minute. It's going to take over, you know? So worried about it. And then when they just let them talk about it.
Do you know what another great line is? They're just printing money now. Just printing more than they've got. Printing.
I obviously say quite topical at the moment, just say general election, eh? Ever going to happen? Always find that's a good one. General election, can't see it, can you?
Okay.
And then just let them talk.
And then just go back to the bar.
Yeah, just give us a bar. Just let them crack on.
Our Ross is thinking, oh, I'd quite like to live in that row, current affairs and world leaders.
Yeah. I'm trying to think how you could disengage. Your advice of not engaging is redundant because she's already has. She needs to disengage.
But what she should say is like, do you know what, guys? I'm exhausted with this baby. I've only got a few months to go. I'm just going to chill.
Yeah.
She's got the baby way out there massively.
Just let her hope you go instead.
Yeah,
that's the thing, though. When you've got a child, you can use a child as an excuse and no one can ever say anything.
Can't question it at all. If you say you're ill, can't come into work today, go... Like, come on, like, I can tell you're not. Or they'll judge you when you come back into work, like, what happened? They'll question you. You just say your baby's ill. Job done.
It's not nice.
It only works up to a certain age, though, because then the kids start snitching on you, don't they? Like, oh, he's ill. No, I'm not, Dad. You're like
Jack today. Yeah.
Trying to get Jack in his camp. Yeah. And he's a big four-year-old and he's five in two months.
Yeah.
And he got me five to get in this thing and he's two brother and sister in there. You said Jack, so you're five, right? How old is he? He's five. No, I'm not, Dad.
I'm four
in 2 months. Well, it's your own fault you're not having any fun now, isn't it?
That'll teach you.
You've got to come to work with me.
Do you tell them not to lie, though, the whole...
I know. He's, you know, I was half proud of him.
Yeah.
You should see Jack on his little horse. I've got my own little rip in the making. He just
gave a little rip.
Yeah.
He was great, wasn't he?
He just jumped on the... He just climbed up the horse and got on its back. Like, no fear. Mm. It's just incredible.
Brilliant, like climbing on the horse himself.
That's amazing.
He's like, I want to go faster.
Please keep me on for... I don't want my friends, family, or even worse, work colleagues finding out. Over the last couple of years, I have had repeated verbal promises from those I work with that I am in line for promotion and that I would soon reap all the rewards for my hard work. Fast forward 18 months and I'm still working every hour God sends, yet that promotion and lovely big pay rise remains very much on the horizon. Every time I confront my managers and other colleagues about this, they always seem to have the perfect excuses lined up. And it's gone to the point now where I don't even want to ask out of sheer embarrassment. To make matters worse, I'm now seeing other people around me who are more junior and who are actually mentored now being promoted to the same level as me. I'm starting to feel a bit mugged off and I'm worried that the goalposts are always going to be moved whenever it comes to this. I really like my job and people I work with, apart from one issue, which is admittedly a massive fucking issue.
How does it work with promotions? Are they set in stone? Are they like a legal thing, or is it just kind of like a?
I think some companies have like cycles, so you can only get promoted, say, in like the June or the September or something like that of that year. Mm. I don't know if you're legally entitled to a promotion.
I think you're perfectly within your rights, though, to go into an office and say, like, I think my work is, you know, I've done this, and this. I think you're entitled to go, and I think I am due a pay rise. You know, if the company's doing well, I'm a cog in that.
Especially if you've got the results to prove it, you can go like, you know, since this
because
sales
because not everyone should be worthy of a promotion, though. Like, because even if you've just worked there for 20 years, but...
You could be like, you're not doing the bare minimum.
Yeah, you could be getting away
with
it.
Some people who don't do much in work, just kind of wing
it. I think a promotion should reflect, you know, a positive impact you've had in it, you know, over a prolonged period of time.
But she's obviously working hard. Yeah. She's already been promised it. And
that's what I'm saying. I think she should go in and say, you know, I don't feel valued. There's people, you know, more junior to me that are getting promotions and I've been here longer than them. You know, even if it's something I can improve on to get that promotion.
Yeah.
You know, you could ask advice.
If that manager didn't like you, your story is completely different to if the manager loved you and was playing you every game. Like, it's all opinion. Is it the same thing with the promotion? Like, your boss has got to say your owner.
But I think if you're doing good work, then and you don't, and the thing is, if your boss doesn't rate you, maybe at the wrong firm. You know what I mean? If you feel like you're working as hard as you possibly can and not getting any love for it.
I think she needs to be honest and go in and just be like, look, I've been promised this. I'm working as hard as I can. Is this promotion on the horizon yet or no?
Yeah. I think the trick is always get something in writing as well. Because like you said, she's being promised it verbally and then now the goalposts get moved. Just say, all right, if it's 2 months, 2 months, so put it in writing.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm going to plough on it. Hannah from Surrey says, hey, my boyfriend's algorithm is majorly giving me the ick.
Algorithm?
And I don't think I can hold back saying this for much longer. We're both in our mid-20s and been together for over a year now. We are very much in the honeymoon stage and the bonk beats are on shuffle at least 3 times a week.
Whoop, whoop.
Sorry, Mum. yet lately, I've started to take a bit of an interest in what my boyfriend is watching online and I'm quite shocked. If it was just the odd bikini pic, I wouldn't mind. All he seems to get is fucking Roman Army, WW2, and dare I say it, rough Russian Revolution videos. I'm now starting to worry that I'm going out with my dad and it's really giving me the ick. How can I expand his horizons and enjoy things that most 28-year-old boys do?
I think be careful what you wish for.
Yeah,
here,
I thought
honey.
That could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
Well, he's into World War II, the Romans, and Russian Revolution.
He's a history buff. Along with that.
God, that,
I'd love a little history book.
That could have been worse. I like history. I'm quite
me
good
too.
At history.
I know, I was just about to say that. Right,
thanks for what you were saying. I didn't.
No, you're good at history.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I take great pride in my
history. You used to tell me stories all the time. No, you don't.
Yeah. I'll tell you lots of stories. I'll tell you a story tonight. Julius Caesar. Roman Empire.
The Roman Empire.
It's a song, isn't it?
Julius Caesar.
R.E.M.
The Roman Empire
can conquer
the blue sky. I hate that song. It's everywhere you go.
You always take the weather with you. Is that one?
Yeah.
I hate that song.
So it wasn't anything to do with R.E.M.?
No. I think she should count the blessings, do you?
It seems to me that he's not boring her with these tales. Mm-hmm. He's
No one's bored about anything history.
No, but like she sounds that it's giving her a rick. She doesn't seem to be into it. So what I'm saying is he's not boring.
Is she one of these girls who wants the bad boy, the Vin Diesel? You know,
I've been in that for a while.
How many times has Vin Diesel been mentioned on these podcasts?
No,
seriously.
But it's like, because if he is looking at bikini pics, then they're going to have an argument. They could potentially split up or what? I'd kill you if the bikini pics come up on your algorithm.
I know you would, but you know, but then I think you'd be slightly...
Just pictures of you come up on your algorithm.
Just me.
Scoring goals 10 years ago.
To be fair, that's
Pete Scott, have you seen this one, babe? Yes, I have.
Okay, let's go on here. We discussed this the other day with my mate, right? He got a hole in one, right? We played golf, this was on Sunday when we and I played. He got a hole in one, right? So I got absolutely buzzing for him, you know, and then we got up to the clubhouse and he bought a bottle of champagne for us, but he wasn't there. I was like, where is he? Texas said, where are you? I said, we're going to have a glass of champagne to celebrate your holy one. I said, I'm in super drug.
Doing what?
With my missus. He said, pardon? I said, oh, she's got a holy one. He said, oh, yeah, I got... So
who's
I said,
that?
So I said, they just don't understand, do they? Like, no. If I said to you, I've got a hole in one, you go, I don't give a fuck.
I'd be like, what time are you home?
Yeah, yeah, like, so what time you be back? I said, no, I'm not coming back. You don't understand, you've got a hole in one. She will not see me.
What would you say a hole in one is the equivalent in my world?
I just couldn't even.
I don't think there is an equivalent.
For Abby, to what would a hole in one be the equivalent? Like
winning
to?
The Grand National on your frigging Shetland pony.
Yeah. Like, literally, it just doesn't, you know, for a player of my calibre.
Would that be like someone coming in and completely rearranging my garage?
Oh my God. They've done it. Like, you didn't know it was going to happen. You woke up and the garage was done.
Fuck it up.
Right? You're not sleeping that night.
I'm not sleeping. I'm staying in the garage all night. I'm having a party.
That's what I'm saying, right? So I just want to put a disclaimer in now. If I get a hole in one, I am full hammer.
Yeah, but I'm sure...
I'm not going out till 4 in the morning. I'm just going to go full hammer.
But I'm sure if you got a hole in one, you would call me to come and celebrate with you.
I would.
You definitely would. 100%. And also, you're not going to get one anytime soon.
That's not nice.
The guys in the golf club say you're the worst at golf
Golf. There's a lot of good players there, and I'm the worst in that particular group.
Yeah. They said you're the worst, but you bring the bants.
Oh, no way. I'd rather be boring and good at golf. No, I'd like to think I'm getting better.
He gets left till last to get picked in the group.
Oh,
in
no.
the golf group.
He's like, that pick me.
I'm not where I'm
oh,
okay.
Oh, shit, we've got Pete.
Got Pete in my team.
Gonna lose.
Well, anyway, if I get a hole in one, you are not seeing me. I'm gone.
Why didn't you want me there? If you've scored a hole in one?
I want everyone who knows me to come. Literally, anyone who's ever met me is welcome if I get a hole in one. So I'll come down and I'll
How many people have got holes in ones in the club? Hasn't Stephen's wife got one?
Sid's has got one.
Sits.
Yes. So basically, if you get a hole in one on a hole, there's a bench, right?
Hasn't Susie got one?
And you get your name on it. She has, yeah. And you get a plaque with. And that thing is that.
Susie
bench,
doing it for the girls?
Yeah. Oh, there's a few girls got them, but there's a little plaque, and you get your name on it. But that's going to be there for 100 years.
Mm.
When I'm gone and my kids are gone and their kids are playing, you know, that'll be there, and they'll say that.
Morbid thought.
Yeah, but they'll say my great granddad got a hole in one here.
Yeah.
I think it's a legacy.
Wow.
Don't get that in your garage, do you?
What do you do? Have you quite finished?
Yeah, I've finished my rant. Hannah, she's got a historian for a fella.
Oh, she's got a historian for a fella, did you just say?
Yeah, yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah, I think as long as he's kind of, if you're not into it, as long as he's not kind of every day kind of boring you with it, I think it's good to have a knowledgeable man.
Definitely. It's like when I went with Jane's husband for a walk, Gavin.
Mm-mm.
And Jane was there, obviously, as well. And all the kids.
Well, I've been worried about Gavin.
No. But he knows so much stuff. And I was thinking, God, our conversations as a family is totally different to their conversations on a walk. Like, Gavin knows, like, why these trees were here, like, you know, why that building was there, you know. And, you know, all the kids were, like, so interested. I was like, God, that's a nice walk.
Mm. But I like doing, the history of London. So when we go, like, I do sell... When I took Sophia out today, I'm going, like, you know, there's the Tower
You didn't even know why the London Bridge burned down?
No, well, you don't know, either.
I do. I'm just not revealing
You've had this
it.
Argument already.
I'm just not revealing it.
I know a lot of history of London. I do. I take great pride in it. And
you don't even know why the Green Park's... Got no flowers in it.
You've already discussed it.
I know, but you still don't.
It's like Henry VIII wanted parks so he could go shooting. And that's why there's so many parks in London.
Right. I think Hannah should just enjoy them. You know, everyone's different in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And also, yeah, you know, it doesn't matter if you're not into the same things. You know, you can have your own pursuits that you enjoy as long as you come together at the end of them and don't talk about them.
That's you, Rollo.
I think that's good advice.
Agreed.
Great pod today, babe. Well done.
It was a bit random, but it is, you know, it's the Dubai debrief.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a bit. There's a bit of admin going on, getting back on the wagon.
Mm. Or the horse.
The wagon of life. Yeah. Getting back on the horse of life and, you know, sorting our shit out.
The Agony Abs and the Weekly Wines. Keep them coming in because we love hearing them. All right.
Okay, see you next Tuesday.
I call him that.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.